Warren Buffett pushed Apple stock upward yesterday after it was revealed that his company, Berkshire Hathaway, has about $1 billion stake in it, something shocking to many since the billionaire investor has a well-known aversion to technology stocks. Buffett's also announced that he's teaming up with Quicken Loans founder Dan Gilbert to make a bid for Yahoo. So what's going on? Let's check in with our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Eric Hesseldahl is senior editor at Enterprise, or of Enterprise, at Recode. He joins us now from New York. Eric, welcome.
Hey, thanks.
So people in the know are shocked that Buffett bought tech stocks, but others who don't invest might be shocked that he initially didn't. You know, they might be thinking, Apple, that's a sure bet, right? Everyone is buying Apple products. So first, why wouldn't he have bought them?
Well, that's interesting. Buffett has always maintained, and I think he first famously answered this question in like 1996. He doesn't understand, or at least in his mind, he didn't understand how to value a tech stock. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in 1996, this is the early days of the internet bubble, and, you know, you had a lot of speculation on some very kind of shaky business models. And at that phase, he turned out to be right. And he's always maintained kind of a conservative outlook on them. He tends to like mature companies that make things that are maybe undervalued, that maybe pay a dividend. A lot of tech stocks have only in recent years begun to pay dividends. You see larger, more mature companies like Apple and Cisco begin to pay dividends. And so he's been kind of conservative, and he just hasn't been able to understand them. One key exception, which he made a few years ago, was IBM. He's now the biggest. Mm-hmm. He's been the biggest shareholder in IBM now since I think about 2011.
Yeah, but that is one of the older, most mature, yes, of the companies. So this
110 years old.
Yeah, so this signals that maybe he is a little more comfortable. But just this week, billionaire Carl Icahn dumped his huge investment in Apple. He said he was concerned about Apple's, you know, trying to make inroads in China, you know, that there are problems on the horizon. USA Today's headline about all of this is, who's right, Buffett or Icahn? So what do you think?
Well, you know, I've watched Apple now for about 20 years as a journalist, and I remember when it was very uncool to bet on its future. And it's had one of the most extraordinary runs. I was looking at a 10-year chart today just before I came on the air, and it's, if you bought Apple stock in 2006, you'd be up and held it to today, you'd be up more than 800%. Mm. Plus the stock split, I think, 7-for-1 about 2-3 years ago. And plus it's begun to pay this pretty nice dividend of about 57 cents a share. So you've done really well. If you've owned Apple for 10 years, maybe now, you know, the argument can be made that maybe the value run, you can't grow forever.
Well, and
I mean,
the market
is clear.
Market for instance, iPhones, it's getting pretty saturated.
It is very saturated, and this is also we've come to understand that there is sort of a cycle to iPhones. This is what we sometimes call an S year, where the fundamental design of an iPhone doesn't change. The insides change a little bit more. There's a new processor, a little faster, a little better, maybe a slightly better camera, but it's not a fundamentally new phone, so there's less excitement. Now, as we get into the end of 2016, we can probably look forward to something along the lines of an iPhone 7. That may generate more excitement and maybe get people lined up. I'm still carrying an iPhone 5S myself, so I don't know what to say about that.
Well, what about this news that Buffett might be teaming up with Quicken Loans founder Dan Gilbert to make a bid for Yahoo?
Yeah, so in this case, Buffett wouldn't be an owner. He is offering to help finance an attempt to buy out Yahoo's core business. Dan Gilbert was the founder of Quicken Loans. Buffett is a fan, that's his word. And so basically he's playing the role of a bank, someone to bankroll an effort. Now, there's several other players. Verizon is said to be very interested in buying out Yahoo. There's several other private equity firms. I think Bain Capital and TPG are some of the players. So there's a lot of different parties that are circling Yahoo now. This was exactly what was kind of beginning to happen in 2012 prior to the Marissa Mayer era. That seems to be coming to a close. Yeah. So, you know, she basically just staved off something that was pretty inevitable, that Yahoo was going to end up in private equity hands one way or the other.
Hmm. Eric Hesseldahl, senior editor of Enterprise at Recode. And a native of Portland, Oregon. So we're about to bring Jeremy back in from Oregon. I have been shamelessly campaigning for him to bring me back some Yahoo donuts.
Voodoo donuts.
Voodoo donuts. And I understand you don't think that's the best investment.
No, I would argue for Blue Star.
Oh, boy.
That's what everyone says.
Oh, boy.
That's what everyone says is Blue Star. But I will tell you, we did have Voodoo Donuts today,
Jeremy,
including one that
I
can't even say the name of on air because it's,
oh,
you know,
yes. We'll have pictures.
Old Dirty Blank. Okay. But anyway, they were very good. And we'll see if we can get Blue Star before we
okay.
leave.
Okay.
That's my advice.
I think we have to test them both, Jeremy.
All right.
We'll try
luck.
To bring them back. And by the way, Robin, we want to also thank our hosts here at Oregon Public Broadcasting, mm-hmm. Stephen Cray, Sarah Rothenflutsch, Jeff Mapes, and Lynn Clendenin, and our Oregon coverage produced by our own Jill Ryan with help from Ethan Lindsay here in Oregon and our great Paul Vikas and James Trout back in Boston. And that's that.
And it was and continues to be great. Thanks, Jeremy.
Thank you. Here and Now, production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. I'm expecting donuts. This is Here and Now.